This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The thing about this virus, of course, is that it doesn't care who you are or where you are or what your business is. Just like here, charities over in the UK are getting hit by this thing. Canceled fundraisers, donations down, and volunteers quarantined. There's an estimate, actually, that as many as half of British charities could go bust, which would, of course, hit not only the people they serve, but it turns out the UK economy as well. From South London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
Good morning.
Hello, is that Candice? Hello there. Hi.
No lockdown for Candice James and her colleagues at the Loughborough Community Centre in South London. They're running a free food delivery service for local families.
Can I just check who's on a bike today?
Kenosha's
on a bike, Miguel's on a bike. Okay, so
more than 120 local children living in poverty will get a nutritious packed lunch delivered to their doorstep today.
So you have a vegetarian option, which is mozzarella pasta.
The bright and airy community centre, set on the edge of a beautiful park, belies the bleak economics of the neighbourhood. Many of the families living here are struggling, and now so is the centre.
Many of our income strands have stopped.
Manager Candice James says that with fundraising events cancelled, the centre is reduced to living off its reserves.
They're going to run out very fast, the reserves. And then when we get to that point, we will have to reduce much of our activities.
Providing support and stimulation for local children and their families for almost 40 years, the whole centre is now at risk, she says.
I don't like to think about it, but yes, we could go under. This could be the end of Loughborough Community Centre. And I don't want COVID to be the end, but we have to face that. That could be a reality.
There are hundreds of other charities across London that are also in trouble.
Childhood Trust.
Research by the Childhood Trust, based here in the centre of the city, suggests that 40% of the charities helping children in the capital could go bust as a result of COVID-19. The Trust's chief executive, Lawrence Guinness, says these charities serve the estimated 700,000 children in London living in poverty.
Many of them will never go on a holiday, for instance. Many of them will lack basic household items, things like toothpaste. Things like having enough light bulbs in the house.
So what's to be done? He says Britain's entire charitable sector will need as much as $5.5 billion to fill the gap left by the pandemic. And yet the government's only offered $900 million worth of support.
It's not enough in what is going to be a very, very big problem.
The underfunding is not surprising, according to another charity. Pro Bono Economics donates economic expertise to good causes, and it says governments always underestimate the value of the charitable sector.
We don't do a very good job of capturing just what it is the charity sector does from an economic point of view.
Pro Bono's chief executive, Matt Whitaker, says if you take into account what volunteers save the taxpayer in salaries for social workers and the economic value of repairing damaged people, the sector is worth much more than the official estimate of $20 billion a year.
Our estimate is that the sector could be worth as much as 10% of GDP.
That's $250 billion a year.
And so if half of the charities that are out there were to go under, as some of the surveys suggest, then you're looking at a 5% GDP hit, which is, you know, under any other circumstances, that would be something that would be causing the government some sleepless nights.
The government's already having plenty of those over the vast sums the pandemic is already costing. Realistically, the charities are probably towards the back of the queue. But they say if we do go under, you'll soon find out how much we're really worth. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.